Hello to all you English learners out there. Have you ever been in that moment where a friend is just about to give up and you're searching for the perfect words to encourage them? We've all been there, right? Well, today, we're going to learn a simple but really powerful phrase that'll make you a pro at motivation. Let's get into it.
Yeah, it's a tough situation, isn't it? Your friend is struggling, they're frustrated, and they're so close to just quitting. What do you say? Finding the right thing to say can be so hard. So what's the magic phrase I'm talking about? It's, that's the spirit. And over the next few minutes, we're going to break down exactly what that means and how you can use it to really lift someone up.
All right, first up, what are you really saying when you tell someone, that's the spirit? Let's figure it out.
Basically, that's the spirit is your way of saying, wow, I see that positive attitude and I love it. You're not just complimenting something they did. You're actually praising their mindset, their decision to keep going even when things are tough. It's all about their determination.
Now, don't let the word spirit confuse you here. We are not talking about ghosts, not at all. In this case, spirit is all about someone's energy and attitude. So when you say it, you're really saying, that's the right attitude, or way to go.
Okay, now that we've got the meaning down, let's have a little fun with some trivia. Sometimes knowing where a phrase comes from makes it way easier to remember.
So get this, this phrase is super old. People have been saying it since the 1800s. And you'll hear it all the time in sports. It's perfect for cheering on a team that's trying hard. But here's the most important thing to remember. It's always positive. You'd never say this sarcastically. It's purely for lifting people up.
All right, let's make this phrase come alive with a story. Because, you know, hearing an idiom in a real situation is honestly the best way to make it stick in your brain.
Just try to imagine that feeling. You're pushing yourself to the absolute limit. You feel completely wiped out. But something inside you just won't let you quit. That moment, that amazing feeling of determination, that's exactly what this phrase is all about.
Picture this, you're running a marathon. Every single muscle in your body is just screaming for you to stop. You hit that wall and you feel like you just can't take another step, but you keep going. And just then, you hear your friends on the sidelines shout, "You're still pushing, that's the spirit." And suddenly, you feel this rush of energy. That's the real power of this little phrase.
But hey, you don't need to be running a marathon to use this, not at all. This phrase is actually perfect for all kinds of normal everyday situations.
For example, a teacher could say it to a student who finally figures out a tough math problem. Or a coach could yell it to their team that's losing but still fighting with everything they've got. Think about your own life. Maybe a friend failed a test but is already studying to take it again. You can tell them, that's the spirit. It's all about celebrating that choice to try again.
Okay, so you know what it means and when to use it. But how do you make sure you remember it when you need it? Well, I've got a super simple trick for you.
The secret is right there in the phrase itself. Just connect the word spirit with positive spirit. That's it. When you see someone showing a great positive attitude, especially when things are hard, that's your cue. You're cheering on their positive spirit. Easy, right?
All right, you ready to level up your English skills even more? A fantastic way to do that is to learn phrases that are similar and phrases that are the opposite. It makes your vocabulary so much richer.
So you can think of that's the spirit like a high five using words. It's just like saying, keep up the good work, or you can do it. Now, on the other hand, if you want to express that you're disappointed about a situation, you could say, that's a shame. That one's more like a comforting pat on the shoulder.
And of course, English is packed with great ways to show support. If someone's feeling down, you can say, keep your chin up. If they're in the middle of a really difficult task, hang in there is perfect. These are all awesome phrases to add to your toolkit.
Okay, let's do a quick recap. What are the main things to remember? That's the spirit is your go-to phrase for cheering on someone's great attitude. You use it when you see someone showing real determination. And if you need to talk about disappointment instead, that's a shame. Is a great choice. You've totally got this.
You know, I remember one time I was trying to learn a new recipe and I burned it twice. I was so ready to just order a pizza, but my friend said, "You're really gonna try a third time? That's the spirit." And it honestly gave me the motivation I needed. So now I want to hear from you. When was a time you said, heard, or maybe should have said this phrase? Drop your story in the comments. I'd love to read them.
So the next time you see someone who's having a tough time but they're still fighting, you'll know exactly what to say. Go on out there and spread that positive energy. If you enjoyed this, please be sure to give it a like and follow for more. Until next time, keep up the great work.